HKX, monitoring.
4NAP. Patrick, you still there?
4HKX, I'm still here.
My carrier.
We're not good then.
Talking to one of my customers.
Fine, I know you're working. Just hope everything's going all right.
They just got back from vacation. He's fixing to go out for his morning walk. And, of course, the company didn't start his paper back like he was supposed to, so I gave him one of my extras.
Good. At least you're prepared enough to do that.
A long time ago to have some extras riding along with.
Teaching what experience will teach you, isn't it?
Some people don't learn from it.
Like not learning your history, so therefore you're doomed to repeat it.
Back a couple 100,000 years, don't it?
It does, but I'm afraid we're getting ready to have a fairly large showing of it with trying to erase history now.
But, that's what the Nazis did during World War II.
Yeah, the funny thing is I remember being taught that when I was in high school, and somewhere these other people have missed that, and now they're going to do it again.
See it, but I think it's just plain out ignorance. They don't even teach history in school anymore.
Close to what you and I learned.
You need to learn the history. Of course, I agree some of it, or maybe half of it, could be most of it's been written one-sided, but they need to make their own decision after hearing it.
Really don't know what the answer is anymore. We're just so screwed up. I don't know if there is any fixing it.
After repeated, I had to step outside.
I said that I don't know if we can fix this. It's so messed up now. It just blows my mind the way people act now.
Didn't get their butt sore up when they were little.
That's for sure. There's a whole generation out there now that they experience time out instead of the hickory tea.
So when I was growing up, I had to go get my own switch.
So did you. And if you brought one that wasn't qualified or good enough, they'd go get another one after you got done with the one you brought them.
Always make sure I got the right side just so I can go ahead and get it over with.
Before HKX for ID. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I learned that lesson quick.
But once for this old boy to learn.
Like I said, right there with you. Man, I'm sitting here looking through some of this government surplus auctions. It ain't no wonder this country's broke. The stuff they throw away that's never been used. I mean, it's ridiculous.
About it. I'd love to find me a Jeep still in the box.
Well, go check out ironplanet.com and see what you can come up with. There's all kinds of stuff on here.
Something in a little part of the state?
I'm not sure where they're located. I ran across the website a couple years ago, and I keep a check on it every now and then when I've got nothing else to do. But there's auctions on here for equipment, medical stuff, clothing, metal detectors, vehicles. I mean, it's you name it, and most of it looks brand new, never been used.
Day is done, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there they sell. After so many years, they get rid of it, whether they used it or not.
One of my big things with government, you know, all this wasted money. We got all, you know, like your fire departments, police departments, all this stuff, they got a budget, and if they don't spend it, they lose it. Well, how about just if they don't spend it, let them put it into a savings account, and that way when they do need a big ticket item, they ain't got to come ask for a budget increase. I mean, it just don't make sense to me to run a business that way.
With the police department, we always unfortunately ran over budget. Our biggest expense was vehicle repair.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying. I'm just using them for an example. You know, this use it or lose it thing, that's ridiculous because it just creates a buying frenzy that are buying stuff they don't need or don't use, and you got a surplus of everything. Hence the reason of selling brand new stuff that has been sitting around for years because it's in the way now. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and you wasted taxpayers' money doing it.
Check that out. I might find something I
want to
bid on.
I mean, anything and everything you ever thought you were looking for is on here. Exercise equipment, generators. I mean, like I said, I don't know what else I've got on here. I'm just looking through here tonight and, man alive.
At one site, they were auctioning stuff off, but some of the stuff you had to go get, like out in Missouri, Kansas, and North Dakota, and places like that.
That way, but you can limit it down to the states you're living in or surrounding states. That way you can not have to drive clear across the country. But, I mean, if there's something you know specific you're looking for, you might be able to find it on here.
You're down in Lower Florida State that sells surplus stuff, and they take bids on it, but I cannot remember the name of the site.
Cheap.
Have no idea. I can't remember. I used to look at it a good bit, and then I got bored and quit looking at it.
That's what you're talking about, because it does come up in here as selling some of their stuff, so that probably what it is. It's a big auction yard down south, down around Charleston.
Those Humvees would be nice to have, but they go for a little bit of chunk of change, and this old cowboy ain't got it.
Well, I'm sure there's some ham radio equipment on here somewhere. I just ain't got to it yet.
Good equipment on there. It's, they'll work down to our frequencies and stuff. Some of it coming out of old tanks and stuff, airplanes, what I call on the back radio.
Armor plate.
Thought we were going to have a sunny day today.
Looked to see what the weather was going to be like today. I know it can be a big difference from up here to down there.
Turns out it's coming up good now. There's a few clouds, but not many.
Plans for today?
No plans whatsoever. I'm going to go home, get me a cup of coffee, hook my radio up because I disconnected it because we had a thunderstorm coming through yesterday afternoon. I'm going to hook it up, and I'm going to get on there and see what I can find, see if I can do some DXs, and just kick around.
I know 10 meter was busy there the other night. What was it? Friday night. It was pretty busy.
Problem is, when 10 meters opens up at night, that's when I'm taking my horizontal map for the route.
I imagine so, because that was, you know, 7 to 9 o'clock, somewhere right around in there that I was listening to it.
I was in La La Land. When they pay for ID. When I get out of the truck, I'll feed the cat, feed the dog, get me a cup of coffee. I may, before I hook up the radio, I may walk out to the greenhouse.
Greenhouse you got over there?
15 by 10 by 7. I've got a couple of tomato plants that's over 6 foot tall.
You can grow in those.
They probably, I don't know, maybe maybe 6 weeks or so.
You had to get a fairly early start with them.
They've already got tomatoes on them, got blooms on them. The cucumbers have got blooms on them. The squash has got blooms on them. So, I should do well. They're doing surprisingly well in the greenhouse. I may go get me a small pack of okra seed and put out some okra, just see if I can grow it in there.
KO4HK Friday. Yeah, we used to grow all that stuff on my grandparents' farm. Going down to cut okra, we always went and did it first thing in the morning because it tear you up.
About it. I remember one year we had okra on the farm, and you absolutely could walk under it. I mean, walk under it with no problem. When you cut that okra, you cut it in the shade.
That would be nice, I guess, but it'd still tear you up, I'm sure.
Patrick, I'm in the driveway, and the cat's waiting on me to feed him, and I know my old coon dog in the house laid up on her back waiting for me to scratch her belly and let her go outside, so hopefully catch you later on. Hopefully catch you in the morning, maybe. So, KM4NAP, be sending 7-3s your way on your final.
Greetings, Ed. You have a good day, and try to get you some rest so you can go at it again tonight. KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.